Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You. A Shocking Blue bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Lepsinger is our guest. Richard Lepsinger is the author of, co-author of Flexible Leadership, also Virtual Team Success, and he's a longtime Brain Trust member and one of our, also president of On Point Consulting, I might add, and one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
So, and coming up on, Rick, you're coming up on 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
Really, 9 years?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, really, that's something. Time flies.
And when you're having fun. Hey, Rick, you know, one of the things that we've talked a lot about on this show before, sometimes with you, is about the power of teams, how teams can work together and get more done than individuals can. And sometimes, though, it's hard to get the teams to hit on all cylinders. And you believe that there are ways to make the teams smarter, to make them work a little more efficiently and effectively. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's not just about the kind of absolute intelligence of each member of the group. It really does come down to a great extent to team process and skills, because what you're trying to do is, you know, create an environment of trust, respect. You want to encourage participation, open dialogue of team members, which increases the likelihood that you'll be able to identify and solve problems better and make higher quality decisions. And there are five things you can do to kind of create that kind of an environment. So these are
not making the people in the team smarter as much as it's making the team smarter. Their aggregate activity smarter.
Right, it's taking advantage of the resources you have on the team, regardless of how, you know, individually how smart any one person may be. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, sometimes having the smartest person or the expert dominate the team can actually be a problem, because, you know, it kind of cuts off new ideas. You run the danger or the risk of repeating old mistakes. Right. So you really, you know, you'd like to look for fresh new ideas and try to be able to, you know, get that out of the team.
Right.
So having the expert dominate isn't always the best way to go.
And you think diversity is number one, don't you?
And it's diversity in two ways. You know, you want to have a wide array of perspectives and points of view. The challenge there, though, is that by having varied perspectives, you tend to get differences of opinion and conflict, and that's why people avoid it. You know, you want to have that groupthink, but you really do want to have different perspectives on ideas. The interesting thing, and a study was done recently, that the other side of diversity is that teams that have more women on them tend to do better, be smarter. And one of the reasons for that is that women tend to be able to read the sort of emotional component better than men do, and that really tends to contribute to the team process.
Well, exactly, and their ego is not they don't lay their ego on the table like a lot of guys do. And I was chuckling a little bit there. I was just thinking about all the women who would stick their finger in my face and say, "See, Blasingame." All right, so one of the things though that I wanted to ask you, were you the one who gave us the research on diversity where they put like all PhDs on a team, and then all people who were you know, maybe just had college degrees, and then people who had high school degrees, and they found that the homogeneous teams didn't do as well against each other as the ones that were more diverse. Were you the one who told us about that?
No, that wasn't my research, but it actually, that study's kind of been replicated a number of times. And again, it's the group process. If you have a group of people, may not be as smart as some others or as intelligent as others, but if they are able to really leverage and take advantage of the skill, talent, perspective that's there on the team, they tend to do better. And it's an interesting phenomenon. So team process and skill really does trump kind of raw intelligence.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Well, there's just kind of building off of the that reading the emotional side. You know, it's not just women that are about, that can do that, but it's just about increasing, you know, what we call the emotional intelligence. Men are capable of that. You know, it's just that we don't always plug into it.
Right.
But, you know, self-awareness, self-control, even empathy really do help create that environment that helps people bring out new or different ideas, increases the exchange of ideas, increases the quality of decisions because you have more input and the acceptance of decisions coming out of that. So that aspect of it really does play a role in the group being willing to engage and share ideas and have straightforward conversations with each other.
But you got to have participation, don't you?
Right, and that's the key. And the idea here is to really make sure you're encouraging participation. And that's the downside of having the expert dominate. You know, they feel like they know everything about the issue, and they tend to drive the discussion. And you really do miss the perspective and the input of a range of other people that have something to say. Might not be something familiar. It may
is
not.
Is this a mechanical process you go through around the table where you make sure people have the ability to get their ideas out, if rather than having to fight against
you could certainly do it that way. You know, you could do sort of the round robin where everybody has a say, but if you're really trying to make it more conversational, you know, the use of open-ended questions, inviting people to participate, or if you see people are being sort of quiet and not engaging, to just reach out and say, you know, what's on your mind? What do you have to say?
Right. Yeah, the quiet ones, folks, they're the ones who usually have the best little jams since they're holding back on you. You got to get them to participate. Tintail, right back with Rick Lipsinger, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.